Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Apple recently experienced some controversy over the battery life of their newer iPhones. Apparently, there's a minor difference between some of the iPhones, and you wouldn't be able to tell by looking on the outside because the difference is inside. There's the A9 processor that Apple is using inside of the iPhone. There's actually two different variants: one made by TSMC, the other one made by Samsung. And somebody did some tests and realized that hey, there's some differences in battery life between these two phones. And, and if you're running the test suites, it can be, fairly substantial, right? Tens of percentage points, and Apple came out and basically said, hey, look, this is, those tests aren't indicative of the way people really use their phones in real world tests. It's like a couple percentage points, right? It's hardly noticeable by most people, but of course that doesn't prevent the tech douchebags from complaining. Well, there's a lot of reasons that battery life can actually be, differ, from, for many reasons, right? I mean, the difference between my iPhone 5S and my 6S Plus, first of all, the battery is a different size, but also the components are different, right? I mean, I got the 6S Plus has got a much bigger screen. But it's also got newer components, right? And that's, and newer, more power efficient components as well. So, even though, yes, the phone's bigger and has a bigger battery, it might expend more power. It still probably a lot more efficient than my 5S is. And I can tell you that my 5S, I can't remember if it ever got through a day without me having to charge it. At its current state, even though I've replaced the battery at least twice now, it might get through half a day at the most if I use it, the way that I normally use my phone. The 6S Plus, I will have to admit, it's been, I have not had, subjected it to a work day yet because I've been on vacation, and by the time this comes out, I will have hopefully tested it again. But I did have a day where I was mostly away from my computer because I was working on stuff. And, the phone did a whole lot better, right? Granted, I was, in my garage, just, I was listening to podcasts, right? But I was, cleaning cars and stuff like that. So I wasn't, I probably could have plugged it in at some point, but I didn't feel the need to. And I, kind of kept, watching the battery, and it's like, okay, I might, and if I had to, I probably could get through an entire day without having to, run to the charger, right? Or, I could probably even put it in low power mode, and it would be, it might even get through the day. Now, will it be able to do that in a year? That remains to be seen, right? I mean, I'm pretty hard on smartphones and batteries and stuff. So, who knows, right? But again, I think, battery life is something that all the, all the different, smartphone manufacturers have to contend with, because there's no really good solution to it other than, be more efficient. That's really the best that we can hope for there, because, maybe at some point there'll be some power thing or yes, having wireless charging is going to help, right? But, people get all, Apple doesn't have wireless charging. I kind of don't care, right? Because, the fact is, I don't want to have to think to charge my phone at all. I just want it to have enough power, right? And I don't really care how that happens. And if I, whether I have to plug it in or, sit it on a thing or whatever, it's still a pain in the butt to have to do that, right? I just want, I'd rather pull the power from, from the air or whatever, and I just continue to use my phone as is. Or, and I guess if you could charge the battery in 5 seconds, maybe that might help, the quick charge, the 15 minute charge or whatever that the people, the batteries may not. Yeah. That doesn't help me that much, right? I still have to take my smartphone out of my pocket, put it somewhere. Yes, it might be slightly easier, but it's just, it's not that big of a deal. I don't know. I mean, I suppose if it were, if I didn't have to set it on something specific or whatever, I could just leave it out and it would just pull power from there or whatever. Maybe that'd be kind of cool. But, But again, I just don't think that, you know, and say all smartphone makers are going to have this issue. It's, you know, no matter what it is, right? And, you know, hopefully, you know, the next generation of Apple and the Apple smartphone will get even better with the battery. Or maybe by then there'll be some, you know, battery breakthrough that will, you know, solve the problem once and for all. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I mean, this is much ado about nothing. This is the tech douchebags all getting their panties in a twist over, you know, a minor difference. But yeah, I mean, tech douchebags care about that. And yeah, you know, I mean, I checked. I've got a TSMC processor. So yeah, but that's, I don't know. Most people aren't going to notice or care. They just want their phone to work the whole day. And whatever it takes to get there, I mean, that's really, you know, that's really what they want. And that's what I want as a consumer. And hopefully, you know, Apple or somebody else will come up with a way to manage all day battery life and yet be able to, you know, not have to like change how I use it in order to achieve it. That would be the holy grail of all of this. But I think we're going to have some challenges in getting there. Thanks for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.